All right, so it's 6:14. Let's see if we could find unusual news from a particular state.
Uh-huh.
Which one do we think we'd pick?
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Florida.
Okay, let's do Florida. Okay. That's a great choice for today.
Yeah.
Okay. Just today we'll try
just
Florida.
Just today, yeah.
Yeah. 58-year-old James Lee Cruz is accused of flashing a gun at other customers in a McDonald's drive-thru. Police said that James Lee demanded that they get out of line so he could get his food faster.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I can't wait to clog my arteries. Get out of the way.
Well, you never know till you ask, you know?
Sure. Well, you know, that's a good point.
Right. You know, you don't.
Maybe they were taking too long.
It could be that. It could be he was impatient.
I mean, who goes to McDonald's and doesn't know what's on the menu?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
Maybe all the people in front of him had really nothing going that day.
Yeah.
You know, they could.
But Chase brings up an excellent point. You're befuddled at the menu?
Yeah, yeah. You pretty much know what you're getting, right?
I think so.
What's your special today?
I mean, they they do have some limited time offers from time to time, but basically,
you got that McRib sandwich about every millennium.
Well,
yeah.
But again, and the thing is, those people know, though. I mean, all they need to know is it available? Hey, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I'd like to go off the menu.
Yeah, I'd like it off the menu.
Really? That will get you asked to leave.
Yeah. Say, could I speak to the chef?
Yeah. I like those buns just halfway toasted. Yeah, half of what you normally do.
Yeah.
Please.
Anyway, so James Lee demands that these people get out of his way. The three women in the other vehicle, which sounds like we had a traffic jam of two, did what he said, and they pulled their car out the way. But police say that they also wrote down his license plate number, and they turned that in. James Lee, for his part, later booked in the Palm Beach County Jail on three felony aggravated assault charges. He was released after posting a bond.
There's more to this story.
There must be.
Because you don't, I mean, if they just did what he said, he had to have threatened them.
That's what I'm thinking. Did he get out and menace them?
What's James Lee's last name?
James Lee Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
C-R-U-Z.
So, and this would be
Florida.
Palm Beach County, Florida. And see if possibly they quoted him. We might know what he said to the lady.
Oh, well, according to USA Today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he made the big time.
Yeah.
A reliable source. Yeah.
The woman said their car was side by side James Lee Cruz's vehicle at the fast food restaurant when he pulled out a gun and pointed it at him.
Now we're serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could cut in line.
He pointed it at him.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd say that's menacing.
In fear, the women backed up and allowed Cruz to pass them.
Wow.
There you are.
Wonder what he ordered.
I don't know, but hope he enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day. Wonder if caffeine was involved.
I don't know.
Or maybe something else.
This guy's 58 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Jeez. Info.
Mason.
A lot of angry people out there.
Telling you. Over McDonald's.
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's the hill you're going to die on.
Yeah. Here you go.
Now or never. Come and take it.
Well, I lost my paw at a McDonald's.
12 years as a prosecutor, 13 years as a peace officer, Brazos County Assistant District Attorney since 2005. Ray Thomas, Republican, is running for District Attorney and will run the office so that Brazos County citizens are both well represented and protected under our laws. Visit ray-thomas.com to find out more.
I'm Ray Thomas. The Office of District Attorney is one of the most powerful and important elected positions in our community. I have the experience, leadership, ability, and integrity to ensure that all victims, witnesses, and defendants are treated with justice and fairness.
Paid for by the Ray Thomas Campaign.
6:18, News Talk 1620, WPAW.
It is. It's May the 29th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Anthony Geary, he's on that soap opera thing, right?
That's
Luke.
Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
The other
65
Luke.
Years old today, he is. And composer Danny Elfman turns 59 years old.
He would hurt himself if he fell off his money because he composed The Simpsons theme.
There you go.
And a lot more. In fact, he did some Men in Black stuff, too. But
wow.
Yeah, that
so
was.
So he rings the register every day then, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
There you go. Singer LaToya Jackson's birthday is today. She turns 56. Actor Ted Levine, he was in Monk and Silence of the Lambs, is 55 years old. Annette Bening is 54 years old today, the actress. And singer Melissa Etheridge turns 51. Remember Lisa Welchel? She was in The Facts of Life. She played the sort of straight-laced one there. She's, she's 49 years old today. Guitarist Mark Lee of Third Day turns 39 years old.
No, not Third Day.
Third Day,
I thought it was Green Day. Oh,
no, Third Day.
That's a different day.
Yeah, it's another day. And singer Melanie Brown, that would be Scary Spice of the Spice Girls, turns 37 years old. Uh-huh. Basketball player Carmelo Anthony turns 28 years old. I said Danny Elfman, didn't I? Yeah, he's 59 years old. That's all. That's all I got.
Al Unser. Four-time Indy winner back when it used to matter. He's 83. All right, 619.
Got a blinker on now.
Turn up.